Scientists are on a voyage of discovery, but to set out on that trip, it's best to have some foundation for your thinking. That is where understanding the philosophy of science can help. There is a new book out called The Meaning of Science, An Introduction to the Philosophy of Science. And its author, Tim Lewins, joins us on the line from Cambridge. Welcome, Tim.
Hi, it's a great pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. Perhaps in layman's terms, you might explain to us, what is the philosophy of science?
Okay, so the philosophy of science is a subject with a very long history. People have been thinking in broad and deep ways about the sciences ever since the ancient Greeks. But the philosophy of science deals with a whole bunch of conceptual issues around science. Questions like, how do we tell the difference between real bona fide science and pseudoscience? Questions like, are there good reasons to think that the sciences really tell us the fundamental truth about the universe, or do they instead just give us some useful set of tools for calculating likely predictions that we might make about the observable world? A whole bunch of questions like that.
Well, how can we use this understanding?
Okay, so I think that the philosophy of science has quite a lot of fairly profound practical implications. So, for example, it makes a big difference as to, you know, the way in which you think about, for example, the scientific standing of homeopathy or the scientific standing of intelligent design theory makes a big difference to the kinds of things that our taxes should be spent on, and a big difference to the things that our kids should be taught in school. And that immediately raises a series of philosophical questions. How are we going to tell whether or not these scientific views are real science or not, or whether they're instead some kind of pseudoscience? I also think the philosophy of science is useful when we come to ask questions about the role of bias and objectivity in science. And that turns out to be very important when we think about the ways in which scientific advice is put to work in formulating policy, for example. So I think there are a whole bunch of ways in which, at the same time as offering a fairly abstract theoretical set of questions, the philosophy of science also has some real practical impact.
Could you give us some examples of where it could be used in the political and government sectors of our society?
Yeah, so it's often the case, for example, that when governments seek advice on new technologies, that might be anything from new reproductive technologies to new technologies for exploiting energy resources, it's often the case that they'll call on scientists to provide what's often thought to be a completely objective, entirely value-free assessment of whether or not it's right to go ahead with the new technological direction in question. And I think there are quite a lot of reasons to be skeptical of the idea that, at least when scientists are involved in providing policy advice of that kind, there are reasons to be skeptical of the idea that they can really provide an analysis that's entirely free of values. And I think there are a whole bunch of reasons to be skeptical of that idea. One is that science is always uncertain. Scientists never know for sure what the future holds. They never know their theories for sure, just with various degrees of probability. And so that means that there's always a question, have we got enough evidence to go ahead with the technology in question?
And the name of your book again?
The name of my book is The Meaning of Science, and it's an introduction to the philosophy of science.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Tim.
Thank you very much for your time.